UW-Madison political science professor Charles Franklin says most people probably scratch their heads when they look at various polls on the governor's race. Results tallied separately by the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute, St. Norbert's College, and Wisconsin Public Radio, and a UW-Badger poll have shown Doyle with a lead of between 10 and 15 percentage points. But polling firm Strategic Vision has consistently shown the race as a barn burner, with Doyle barely ahead in most surveys and Republican Mark Green leading in another. Franklin says the key difference is that the polls showing a dead heat have surveyed only residents considered likely voters. Because these people are more engaged in politics, they're more likely to be familiar with a lesser-known challenger like Green.
But using those likely voter samples right now as any kind of prediction of who will be ahead in November, that's probably a foolish thing to do.
Franklin says the problem is that this early in the race, sampling only likely voters weeds out a group of people who could be a major factor come this fall.
After all, some people may not be that interested now, but will become interested and activated by the campaign, and by November they will be likely voters. So it's a bit of an uncertainty about who is really going to be likely in November as opposed to who would pass a likely voter test on a survey conducted today.
But Franklin says it's also too early to rely on a broader survey of adults to predict the governor's race. Given the vast amount of money both candidates will have to spend, he says the contest will likely be close no matter who's ahead. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.